From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Eric Dupuy, reading Through the Eye of the Glacier by Michael R. Pollan. Now let's begin with Through the Eye of the Glacier. Introduction. Living on the edge of the vast Alaska wilderness has been a source of strength and great pleasure in my life. Having built our home and raised our family here, having hunted, fished, and gathered our sustenance from the land, and having spent countless hours awed by the power and beauty of the aurora, has given me considerable admiration for those who have lived in this valley for millennia. One becomes connected to the extreme changes of the seasons in Alaska. Spring is not just a transition from winter to summer here. It is a brief, dramatic reenactment of the end of the last ice age, with the warm earth and verdant forces emerging from the receding snow and ice under the radiant energy of nearly constant sunlight. It is an awakening, a rebirth. This story is sculpted from the experiences of my family and this place. The humor of my two sons, the uncanny prescience of my amazingly tolerant wife, and the science, history, and character of interior Alaska are all woven into this strange tale. The characters in the story are fictional, but like the fun TV series Northern Exposure, you can find someone in Alaska that is very much like each one of those characters. The fatal flaw is finding that many lucid characters in one town in Alaska. Every attempt was made to be technically, geographically, and historically accurate, although science fiction is just that, fiction. It is amazing, though, that so much of what is imagined becomes reality someday. What is clearly real, though, is the strength, love, and spirit of the people who are so intimately connected to this beautiful land. Alaska is very real. Her spirit...